I hope y'all ready. Y'all ready.
Don't you know the power of the dark side? You're not the only one cursed with power.
All right, now that all the criminal statements,
after all the shit talking is done, we're good to go. Oh. No more shit talking.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. I mean, we're not talking about Obi-Wan, so we don't got no shit talking to do. Feel me? Ooh.
Yo, if we want to talk about it, my feelings, kind of changed a little bit on the show.
Oh, boo!
I understand that. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I still have somewhat the same feelings for the in-between episodes and how they kind of just took too long. They could have had more in it. Mm-hmm. I am tight that it wasn't a trilogy just because of how bad Solo did or whatever. Like, all that shit gets me tight.
Which was dumb because you're bringing back the same actor for Obi-Wan. It's like if you have brought back Harrison Ford for Solo. I mean, obviously, it didn't have nothing to do with the actual story. But let's just say that the story was centered around him. And, of course, if they didn't do The Force Awakens, you know what I mean? If it was Harrison Ford, people would have gone to see it. The fact that you got somebody new to do it, and then, I feel like my guy killed it. He did
what he had to do. Not for nothing. It's a Han Solo story. We all love Han Solo. But at the end of the day,
yeah,
this is Obi-Wan. And, it's Obi-Wan is all the way up here on characters,
right?
For Star
and he's
Wars.
He's a Jedi. There's lightsaber duels. It's a good time. So
yeah, when you get lightsabers involved, it's you want that deep story. But nonetheless, I fucking hate the whole Reva thing, and not because of her character itself. I kind of understood that what her motives were later, and it kind of paid for the weight off, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. But just the fact that she survived twice
weird.
To put it very simply, that was horrendous. That was a horrendous thing that they did for the show. It was awful.
Yo.
But Obi-Wan letting Vader live, and that was my I guess bigger gripe on the finale. I kind of understood later when I watched more videos, and I was okay, now that makes sense. And it was he let him live because he felt pity for him and he felt bad. And I kind of had that feeling before, but I was but who cares? You got to do what you got to do. You literally told Qui-Gon that you were, someone's going to come out of their dead. Someone's going to have to die. But it's also it's kind of part of the whole bringing balance to the Force. This was the path that had to be taken. And I feel like he maybe have realized that Vader, when he cut open his mask, he saw how he's not really fully Sith, and he never is. He never was. And he could see that. And he said that there's still good in him, and that this is probably the path. This is that prophecy actually happening of
he's still the one to destroy the Sith, in a sense.
Yeah, he's the one to destroy Palpatine
from the inside out.
Right. And and he had hope for Luke, and he knew that Luke and Leia, they would be able to, eventually, ultimately it was Luke that was able to overturn him and kill Palpatine and pretty much destroy the Sith. And that's also why I don't like the sequels, because Palpatine is back, and fine, Palpatine is back. That part I didn't care too much about, but it's the fact that it wasn't, the whole prophecy was kind of just eliminated now, because it was never, whatever. I don't know. But
technically Skywalker did train him.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
So it's like a chain of events, but
of course. Yep.
I guess to a point, from what I'm understanding, Brim, it's from a canon standpoint, you're okay, great. It pretty much did line up a lot with, what we find out afterwards. And some of the character moments do make more sense now. But it's still just the meat and potatoes didn't really hit the way that you wanted it to while you were actually watching it. is where I feel like the issue, I think, lies for me, especially. Like, I think, like, while watching it, like, I want...
I'm kidding.
Right. It was that's the thing. It wasn't as I was like, meh, wow. It could have been. It just could have been a little bit more. Like it just could have. And then Brim, one last question for you, because I feel like you always, you know, you talk about the sequels, but I feel like you're mostly just pertaining, like when you're talking about it, you're just specifically talking about the Rise of Skywalker.
Nah, like, I think.
Come on, bro. That's so blasphemous, bro. The
The Force Awakens was good. I wish they did more with Ben. That's all. I just wish they did more with Ben.
I feel you.
And I wish Rey was not a Palpatine, or if they even went with that storyline. It's just the ending really destroyed the sequels for me, like the way it was written. And
I feel that
they could have done better. They could have just listened to George Lucas. You know, if you're a Disney, who the fuck do you think that you are, trying to make up your own story, when the guy who created this universe and everything inside of it, including Clone Wars and the amazing story that has, and the amount of time that you put into it, and to think of every little piece and connect everything. And then who are you to just come in and say, fuck you. Oh, yeah, we'll follow your story. Okay, never mind. We're going to do our own thing and make it more enjoyable for...
Like an average. Yeah.
I'm telling Ariel you said this.
All right. Where he at
though? But is that confirmed though? Were the likes of JJ Abrams and Ryan Johnson like, nah, like we're just gonna do our own thing, like we don't want to hear out George Lucas? Like, that's a confirmed fact.
I don't know the details, but I do know that George Lucas, when he sold it, you know, part of the deal was that they would foresee his path and his story that he had started, and they completely, like, it's not at all what...
So maybe it's more Disney executives rather than the people who actually like come in. And because I doubt J.J. Abrams would be like, yo, I want to do my own thing, George Lucas. Like,
and if he did, whatever, you know, but at the end of the day, it should have been the Disney executives to put their foot down and say, no, we're following what George Lucas intended. This is it's his fucking... This is his story, bro. I don't care if you sold it to I don't give a fuck if you sold it to someone else, call him a sellout or whatever. This is him. The whole thing is him. You should have followed what he wanted. And I told you guys briefly what it was supposed to be. And I thought it was it made more sense.
Yo, Mark hates Disney, bro.
I didn't say anything.
Exactly.
That's
all we needed to know. Yo, before we get into the good stuff, though, I just want to let y'all know the man from Toronto on Netflix, starring Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson, is by far the worst movie that I have ever seen in my entire life.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to GL. See if y'all would go watch it.
Because I
want y'all to watch it just to see how awful it is. It is so, like, I kid you. So, and the director for this, Patrick Hughes, he's done The Hitman's Bodyguard, The Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife, The Expendables. He did the first one. Like, I'm not saying I don't know what your opinions are on those films. Like, I like whatever, but like, he is those like action comedy directors.
Yeah.
And like, this was just like,
what made it so bad?
please watch it. Please watch it.
I'm not gonna watch it.
Watch
now.
It.
What
please
is it
watch
called?
It. The Man from Toronto.
On Netflix.
The world's deadliest assassin and a New York's biggest screw up are mistaken for each other at an Airbnb rental. Just please, I need y'all to watch it to witness what me and Eunice witnessed, because I couldn't believe we were watching that shit. And it was funny. So basically this is what happened, right? On Thursday. So I'm at work, and then Eunice is in Grand Central. So obviously he texts the chat. And he's like, yo, where you at? And I'm like, oh, I'll come down real quick. So I went downstairs And I saw him talking to somebody, and I was like, yo, like, who? I'm like, oh, that's probably one of his boys that like he was in the city with, or he just bumped into right now. And it was actually my boy Dario. Like, yeah, it was insane. And then I look over, I was like, holy shit. And then they started explaining the story to me. They were like, because they were about to take the same train because they're on the same like line. Wow. They're on the same stop, or like they're one stop apart. And then like Dario had seen Eunice. He was like, yo, aren't you a part of Chilling with Villains? Wow. and then Eunice was like, I thought, mind you, look at what Eunice's frame of mind is at, right?
Of course, yeah. He's so, like, well, I thought it was all about me. I didn't know if you recognize the podcast. Aren't you the assistant director for Spider-Man Lotus?
So Dario is like lumberjacked out, like beard, like up to here, like hair, like, and then he was also rocking, like, he was like, he had like two beach chairs on him. Like, and like what he was rocking was not like business, like formal. He's like, yo, I thought this, Eunice said, I thought this was one of your coworkers, like fucking with me. I was like, bro, what? Like in my head now, I'm just like, bro, like, he looks like he just came back from the beach. He just came back from the beach.
Eunice is so dumb. He's like, yeah, like, yeah, you text one of your coworkers, yo, bro, can you come to work with like beach apparel, carry some beach chairs? I need you to come prank my friend Eunice is going to be in the grip. He's going to be, what the fuck?
Like, how was I able to do this in the span of five? Dude, it didn't take 5 minutes for me to meet him after he texted the chat. It was like a 5 minute span. So that means Dario probably came to him even, Dario did go to him sooner. Like, how was I able to coordinate all this as quick as it happened? Like, I don't know, man. What goes through Eunice's mind is a funny place. But so nonetheless, like, I was just like, wow, like that's hilarious. Like it's like, wow, small world. So then Eunice was like, oh, like, he's like, are you staying at work for much longer? Mind you, I only had like 10 minutes left. So I was like, nah, like I'm about to dip. He's like, all right, I'll just wait for you. I'll come and kick it at the studio. I'm like, but so then that's exactly what we did. We took the train back. We chilled at the studio, and then we threw on that movie. And then like the movie had like 10 minutes left, and he was like, yo, the boys episode dropped. He's like, is anyone reacting? I was like, no. He's like, all right, let's just do it. So it worked out perfect. Like, it was just like a nice train of events that occurred for us.
Wait, time does it drop?
So that's the thing. The boys sometimes be dropping on like Thursday nights. Like, that shit dropped at like 9 p.m.
Like, oh, so you watched this shit on Thursday?
Yeah, we watched the show on Thursday, dude.
Yeah, they hit up the chat and it's like, hey, the reaction's already done. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah, it worked out perfect. And that's the thing. I was contemplating, because so on Friday, like I'm gonna be having you know, the like a dinner, like my boss is throwing a little something for like the promotions that happened. So that's where I'm gonna be. Like, I don't think it should go on for like, you know, crazy, like, long. So Friday night is still doable for me to do the boys, and especially since it's the finale. But, like, I don't know if we're – and that's the thing. It just sucks because we don't know if they're going to drop it on Thursday night. You know
what
I mean?
Is there a way to find that out?
Maybe. They might announce when they're going to drop, because there was one time where they didn't even drop – like you could wake up on Friday and the episode wasn't even out yet. Like, people were getting tight. People were like, yo, where's the episode at? And then they dropped it like at like midday, like on Friday. So like it's annoying that they do that, you know, on Amazon's point of view. But I don't know.
Such a boys thing to do. Like, oh, we'll just drop it when we drop it.
Yeah, right. you know, it's the finale. We'll drop it Sunday night. Yeah, Imagine, exactly. Bro. Imagine they do that. I'll be stressed.
Ariel's going to say he's going to join.
Oh, all right, cool.
Oh, wait, he said, I'm in the meeting. I'm the only one. Or JB. Oh, he's in the old link.
Oh, my God.
Here, let me email it to him. What's his email? It's like, oh, no, he sent it to me, actually.
So. Meathead. Damn, bro. Yo, if since he said he's going to be out, like, if he's in the city streets and there's too much traffic, like, I'm going to dub him. I'm like, nah, bro, you can't join. There's too much overlap.
Do me a favor, please.
Yeah.
Go to commercial.
What are you doing? You sent him the link?
Yeah, I just sent it to him.
So, welcome back, y'all. episode, let's pull up the episode number. Episode 173 of the Chilling with Villains podcast. The three of us are here, Brim, myself, JB, Mark, Ariel's about to join. Eunice is having like a big sleepover with his family, so I don't think he could join.
The four of us.
Right? Isn't that what he said?
Eunice got people flying in every fucking weekend.
For real. Ariel is a meathead. There you go. Yes, we're waiting for Ariel to join in. But if you don't know, obviously, we're going to be talking about the latest episode of Miss Marvel episode 4. So we got the penultimate coming up and then the finale for that. And then what are you making that face, Mark?
I just realized I forgot to watch Miss Marvel.
Wow.
That's actually hilarious.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, I completely forgot I even watched it, and now we're gonna talk about it.
You might need to change it. Yep, Mark is a meathead.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh man, I'm a meathead. I'm sorry.
Dime Ariel.
Where is he? Where are you?
Nah. I'm in Dunkin' Donuts.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro.
How you joining a podcast from fucking Duncan, bro?
Look at he's lagging. Nah,
yo, boot this guy.
Yeah,
boot
get this him out. Guy. Get him the fuck out of here.
Someone get this guy out of here.
Nah, bro. You might have to
I have bad service here.
We might have to clip you.
So he decided, you know what? Let me join the podcast. I got really
go
bad
home.
Service. He's not even talking. Oh.
Look at him.
this dude. I mean, man. Ariel, we go keep
I'll
you
mute
on,
myself
but
if it sounds bad.
It doesn't sound bad. It's just that like we say something and then you'll respond like 10 hours later.
No, I'm hearing you like in real time, live right now.
Hey.
All right, so now we good. Your wifey calling you is really clip for you right now.
clip this guy.
But Ariel, matter of fact, we'll start off with you then, I guess. We don't know how long we're gonna be with you.
I'm chilling, bro. What you mean?
Your mic is dying.
Yo. No spoilers, I guess, for Miss Marvel since Mark didn't watch
no,
it.
But what you can just talk about it. It's fine.
Bro, wow. Really, Mark?
Yeah.
There's not that much so to talk black. About, bro. There's not that much to talk about.
Wow, there's not that much to talk about. The fact that what do you mean there's not that much to talk about?
I forgot what happened. What happened?
Yo, no spoilers. We can't spoil it for Mark.
I don't care. Just talk about it. Or we can just talk with the boys.
Nah,
first.
We're not doing that. Yeah.
All I gotta say is the episode wasn't bad. It was fine. But I feel like the acting was just off this episode. It was like it was very weird.
From who? Everybody across the board?
Yeah, from I don't know who plays Kamala. I forgot her name. But her, the mother, pretty much everyone, to be honest. Oh, but shout out to my guy from Into the Badlands. I didn't know he was going to be in this show. It's the kid that she meets in when she's in Pakistan.
Oh yeah, yeah. That shit was dope. Damn,
I'm pretty sure he does all the stunts himself. He's like really, he's cool.
Iman Vellani. I hope I pronounced that correctly. But that's who plays Kamala. I don't know. I didn't get that from. From watching it, like I didn't feel like anything was like really like
weird,
off.
Weird acting.
Yeah. I really did. Yo, guys, Ariel joined us through Zoom. He is at a Dunkin' Donuts. Well, not anymore. Now he's in outer space.
I feel like he's way above the influence right now.
He's zooted.
Or under?
Zooted and booted.
I think he's chilling.
I'm chilling. Like I'm just eating a bacon and egg, bro.
Just a bacon and egg. That's it.
No cheese. Just bacon and egg. No cheese.
It's like one bacon and one egg.
Yeah.
And it's not even like cooked. Like
it's just raw.
It's just a raw egg.
Hey. That shit looks black.
Oh, you guys really don't like Dunkin' Donuts, I guess.
Oh no, I don't mind. I mean, I'm
gonna get a breakfast sandwich. I don't need to get it from Dunkin' Donuts.
That's also true.
Go to a deli and get a bacon, egg, and cheese. What are you doing?
In New York.
You live in New York, bro. Why are you getting a bacon, egg, and cheese at Dunkin'? Well, look at him. You just
this is just like the. I mean, maybe not for Bremen Mark, but Ariel. I know you coming from an all boys school, like. The fact that there was one day at the lunch table where somebody was getting roasted, like it just had to happen. Like one person always had to get picked on. That's Ariel right now. Mm-hmm. You showed up late. B, like you in out of space. So like we had to come through and flame you real quick.
No, it's fine. I'm sorry. I was in a hotel. I just left.
Forget about your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel room. Hotel. Holiday Inn.
We're at the Tipton.
Stop. The Tipton is the place to stay. Yo, but Mark, you bring up a good point. We'll start off with the boys, y'all. Let's start off with the boys.
And talk about Miss Marvel.
Oi. Yo, that's crazy. Oi.
Oi. Hi, Malin.
Malin. So, guys, Ariel, let me ask you something. I know it's unfair. I know it's unfair to dictate this because Watchmen only had one season. Right. So that was a limited series. So let's exclude Watchmen because it's a limited series. That doesn't count. So for comic book content that has had more than one season, is this the best comic book show of all time? I thought he lagged, but
seasons Arrow had?
Oh God, bro.
Yo, he said how many serials Arrow had. Yo, the Flash is still going on, by the way. But Legends and Black Lightning wrapped up, so I don't know.
It doesn't have to do with anything.
Stop with the fuckery.
It's very difficult to argue against that. Like I wouldn't be able to come up with a different show. Maybe Daredevil would be close second, but I can't really compare it to anything else. It's its own kind of anomaly of this.
Are we just doing live action?
It is the best out right now.
We could add animated.
Invincible is really good, but we got to see how season two goes.
Yeah, but it has one season two.
I guess The Boys is probably the best one.
I can't argue against that at all.
I think you just kind of hit the head, you know, like where you said it's becoming an anomaly. Like it's becoming one of those shows that is just not like the others. Like you could just tell it's just far superior than anything else we've gotten. Like the excitement that comes out every Friday, it's just like, wow, like I cannot wait to watch The Boys right now. Like I just know.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we say it week in, week out, there is just no kind of filler. It's just like, here you go. This is what's happening. Yep. Something always to progress the plot. And especially this one, I think this episode was like, especially those last, you know, we'll get into it in a little bit, but one thing I wanted to bring up before I forget, because.
What
did you say?
Oh. Yo, he was funny this episode.
Yo, he was like,
well, you could guard on my balls.
He was smacked. Yo, he did it like three times. Like, huh? What'd you say?
What? Yeah, he was like, the fuck you say?
Yo, that shit had me cry. Yo, me and Eunice were in tears, bro. We're like, yo, that shit is hysterical. Because allegedly, I was also under the influence. So allegedly, that shit was cracking me up even more, allegedly.
Allegedly. Loves this fucking word.
I mean, I got it from Desus and Mero. It makes sense. Ariel's frozen. I'm muting him. Ooh, did I mute? I thought I muted him. Mute this bum ass. Get out of here. yo.
Wait, what?
Nah, what do you mean, wait, what? You was lagging OD.
All right, he can't talk now.
Yeah,
he's
muted
him. Look, he muted himself now. I asked him to unmute.
Oops.
No.
But no, I mean, should we just get to talking about that reveal at the end?
I can't believe I didn't even think of that shit.
Me neither.
The only thing that I got right was I was happy was that the Edgar thing. I was like, I'm assuming that Noir said talk to Edgar, and Edgar was the guy who kind of put the hit out.
Yeah, I remember you said that when it revealed, I was like, oh shit, Mark was fucking right.
Yeah, but I was wrong about the part where I thought he was gonna go see Edgar, but he didn't go see him.
Yeah. What do you guys think of the
that would have been cool
Black Noir, like little
I loved it too.
Because he that's the way he's dealing with his trauma. That's how he knows to deal with it.
I think he got fucked in the head a little bit.
Oh, man. Hell yeah.
His brain, Soulja Boy brain literally fell out in wherever they were.
He got destroyed. I can't believe he's alive to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, he is a soup. So, I mean, I think that's the only right logical reason why he's able to stay alive. And the V running through his veins, all that. But I love that actually. At first, I was just like, wow, so it's a Looney Tunes version of the boys. I think it's just cool to see how this episode was very trauma focused, right? We had that with Butcher too, Butcher's backstory and kind of getting into his head and
that was so sad,
everything we saw with that.
This episode should have been called fucking Fast and Furious 10. This shit was all about family. Well, they brought up family so many times. Kamiko was like, yo, it's just not focusing. Kamiko was like,
you're my family. Yeah.
Yeah, you're my family. And then Huey said it about, I think Huey said it about.
Butcher
said it about Huey. Very family.
Family and trauma. Family trauma. That should have been the name of the episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
That whole, with Butcher, and we actually see what's going on, what went on in his childhood, him defending his brother committing suicide. Because I remember they had mentioned it. They had brought it up last season, I'm pretty sure, when he went to go see his dad.
I love that. That was a very cool way of, showing us his flashback. It was just a nightmare. Nightmare scene.
Nightmare sequence.
Nightmare sequence. Yo, Snyder Cut confirmed. It's happening.
He's the blueprint, bro.
When Starlight went into Vought, and then I was I was watching with my girl, and she was like, there's no way that he doesn't know that she's there.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point. Cause there's no way, if she gets out of this without even talking to him at all or something, that's kind of weird. And then she's at the elevator and then he's there. I was like, oh fuck.
Bro, I was so tense.
And then at the end, she pulls out her phone and she's like, yeah. And he said, there's my 160 million followers.
Shit. That's exactly to your point, what you just said, I hope she just doesn't get out of this. And is not expecting Homelander to show up. She was very much expecting. She knew. She absolutely knew he was going to show up.
It's those little things that make the show so good. It's they're not just.
She was strapped and ready.
She was ready to go. Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to show up here with no form of ammunition. Risking my life for what right now? And I mean, but I love that her and Kamiko, the relationship that they have, I think it's so important to note, right? The fact that she did do this for Kamiko, and Kamiko's reasoning too, when she wrote that text to her and showed her, and then when Frenchie actually read it out loud, I was like, oh, that's it's so good. Because to me at first I was thinking, yo, she originally was so happy that she didn't want her powers. But then in my head, I'm she saw that potentially she could get clapped now, Frenchie, or not even more her, but
Frenchie,
more just Frenchie. Shit could happen to Frenchie. And she doesn't want to lose him. So I thought
that's
thought
like that a common theme now too, like with Huey wanting to protect Starlight and right. wanting a V, and then her too, like wanting a V back so that she could protect Frenchie. I like that whole thing.
So it just sucks that they have to resort to continue using the V, especially when these psychos like Soulja Boy, like Homelander, like Black Noir, like when they're all out there and doing what they do, like. And again, I know Noir is just like a product of Vought, but if Vought one day told him, yo, clap the boys, like, guess what? He's going to go do it. Imagine if none of them had like super strength, right? Imagine if none of them had all of this. Like, Kimiko could just be revived. Like, Kimiko could just come back to life. Like, that shit is dope. Like, yeah, I can't
die. Playing field has to be evened out.
Unfortunately, it does. And I think that's what's been the theme throughout the entire season, and Mark, like you just said, or Brim as well, it's just the theme, the recurring theme is just, yo, like, we're gonna have to even the playing field one way or another, or else we're not gonna be able to beat them. And I think the only, like, so this next episode, right, are we getting all the boys together, like, like, what's happening?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
it's also like, it's gonna end in a cliffhanger, I think. Because I think season 4 is going to be all about how they kind of go at each other, in a sense.
Yeah, like a whole war.
All the are gonna all the boys are going to kind of get their own. Because A-Train is joining.
Yo, can we talk about how he's alive? Like,
shout out A-Train with a new heart.
He has a new heart. So now he can use his superpowers, hopefully.
I can't wait to see him like full potential, bro.
And
the Flash we needed.
He's Ox.
The Flash that we needed, bro. Ezra Miller could suck these.
Can we face swap, like, or like, can we just replace A-Train, put him in that in the Snyderverse? Like, you gotta break the rule, A-Train, and you gotta do it now.
You gotta break the rule.
You gotta do it, man. You gotta do it right now.
Yeah, no, like, I love that. I was like so surprised. I was like, oh wow, he's alive, that's good. And then when she said they replaced his heart, I was just like, oh shit.
And not only did they replace his heart, it was fucking Blue Wings heart.
That's so, yo. And it's just blue, like, I love how Ashley rolls up in there. She's like, oh my God, like, what a bad situation that happened with Blue Hawk.
Because she's a PR. She's a PR.
Hell yeah, she's cleaning shit up. But imagine that, bro. He has to live with that dude's heart inside of him now. Like,
I mean, fuck it.
Yeah, but it's just poetic. Like,
I think if that was me, I would have been like,
your frame of mind, I guess, when you how you look at it.
I'd be like, fuck this dude, he was a piece of shit, but he's dead.
This dude paralyzed his brother.
Yeah, yeah. I'm alive now. Like, I took his heart. Like,
he literally
badass.
Took his heart so he can still, so he gained his super speed back and everything else, like the ability to use it without dying, essentially.
Yeah.
And I think also another huge thing, I was like, I guess, like, just really impressed with, I guess, or just seeing Butcher, like, you just saw, like, his, like,
soft side?
Yeah, soft side, but, like, also, like, his humanity. And it's just, like, man, like, this dude, like, really is, like, so, like, he definitely is struggling with it.
And I think you could see how they linked all of his reactions and, like, impulsive.
And how he's become his dad. And now he's, like, fuck, like, I hate this. Like, so I think even though he looked like he kind of buried it for a second, at the end, I think he's not gonna let Huey take any more of that shit.
I was gonna ask you guys, like, why do you think for right now he didn't want to, like, do y'all think he wants to get? Because for me, how I interpreted that is like, yo, like, whatever it takes right now, like, we need to get the job done.
No, I think that just shows how he's badly traumatized, and that even everything that he just saw and witnessed, and even though he cried, he still was like, nah, fuck it. We got to do it. You know what I mean? So kind of like what you're saying, but I think it's more to it than just like whatever it takes. I think he's just damaged. And he's like,
yeah.
But I think he's going to come through like you're saying and not let him take it again. Or like, maybe he's going to learn the bad way and Huey might have like some severe damages done.
Maybe.
Yo, they're going to be taking permanent V. They're fucking,
Butcher has to take permanent V at this point.
And I mean, what's her name? Like, she, there, like, when Frenchie was giving it to Kimiko, there was still a lot left. And B, I think Starlight took more than one. right? Like she took a few.
I don't know.
I think yeah, there was one more on the nightstand. There was one more on the nightstand.
It looks full.
And I think also like she or that he like the reason why he didn't tell Huey about the side effects and all that shit was probably because he's like, he's not gonna listen to me anyway. You know, it's like he's just gonna keep going and going. So like I think what the problem is, I think what he's gonna do is he's just gonna like either A, like knock him out or trap him somewhere where he can't get out. You know, so while they all go out and fight or something like that, and then some shit like that, I feel. Yo, like,
Huey feel needs like. To find a solution to his powers. Whenever he fucking teleports, it's just that
he hasn't learned. He hasn't learned how to take it, do it all at once. In the comics, he.
Wow. The internet connection stopped him, actually. Wow. They said, yo, spoilers.
Bro is the king of not getting things spoiled. He just did that. Wow. Yo, kick this man.
Today's your day, Ariel. Dunkin' Donuts, hotel, motel.
Shitty internet connection.
Spoiling. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. I don't want to watch it anymore. That's it. Yo, thank you guys for coming through. This is my last episode of Watching the Boys. Peace.
Thank Ariel.
Thank Ariel.
All right. But the twist, man. That huge twist at the end. Oh, also, Homelander has the address, I assume, of his kid. That's what that was on that piece of paper that what's-her-name gave him.
Yeah, Ryan's address, right?
Yeah. Oh. So
That's not even confirmed.
Shut up. And then I think...
What else would it be, though?
Exactly.
Because that's literally what he was looking for.
That is it. And so I think also what's interesting is like when he spoke to Maeve and he was like, hey, just want you to know, like if you die, I'm going to like harvest your eggs.
Like, he is going to harvest her eggs now. That's how he said, I'm keeping you alive. I'm not trying.
Oh, right. Yeah. But he's saying like, hey, even if you do like kill yourself, that's still going to happen anyway. I basically feel like
it's thank you guys for explaining. That was the part me and Eunice missed on.
Yeah.
Yo, that is hilarious. I was editing the thing, these two were just like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, because it was funny. Because they were laughing at something.
Yeah, we were laughing and talking about something prior. And then like that scene came on. And then when we tuned in afterwards, we're just like, wait, what the fuck happened? Yeah. And then we said we were gonna watch it afterwards, and then we completely forgot. But because obviously what happened at the end was the bigger like kind of thing. And it's just like, bro, like to me, what's scary to me about that, right? Obviously, we found out that Vought had Soulja Boy, you know, ejaculated into a tube. And, you know, we're putting, again, I don't know if this is going to be, this is one thing where I don't know if it's confirmed, right? But most likely this is his son. Homelander is his son, it seems. And especially
it's confirmed. They said it.
It's confirmed biologically. He's not a clone.
But like what? Because the thing is, I don't know. Like, what if it comes out like some other twist where it's not his son? Is this something? Because again, like
it's.
I mean,
they said it, bro. I don't think
this
so.
Is
I
mean, it. They this didn't. Is it, bro.
I think so, also like
mind whatever the fuck his name is, Mindstorm or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He that's what he told him. And that's why Soulja Boy was like, what? And then he like walked away and then,
oh, then he killed
put it
him,
all
right.
together. It all made sense. Like he fucking ejaculated at that time and it like he put it all together and it all made sense. And he's like, and he said, you're my son. You know, they fucked up. They should have kept me alive because I would have let you take the spotlight. He's like, because what kind of father would do that to a son? I was like, whoa. And you know what's scary about all this now is that now they no
they're
longer.
Team up.
Yeah, are they gonna fucking team up? Like,
but here's the thing though: is if they do team up, who's Black Noir gonna choose then?
Black Noir joins them.
Black Noir's with the boys. What do you mean?
Yeah, he's gonna be with the boys. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like he's not gonna fucking join them because he hates Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy was a fucking asshole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Like, he has
Yo, Black Noir is a crazy pickup. It's a crazy pickup for the boys.
Crazy.
Black Noir Kimiko Butcher is like pretty fucking ox when he's on V.
So he pretty much he pretty much has Homelander's powers.
Yeah,
without flight.
Yep. Right,
without flight.
That's what that we know of. Unless Huey, Huey, spoil
Huey,
anything else.
Huey, I guess.
Yeah,
Huey's at least strong.
He could teleport. Starlight.
Oh yeah! Starlight, wow! Yeah. Thank God.
You made it tough.
Fucking Starlight. Ooh. She's gonna just turn off cameras, bro.
You're kind of hating.
I am hating. Her power's ass.
She's not buns.
She's not buns. Don't get me wrong. She's not a Homelander, but she's not buns.
Who fried Adrian's heart again?
Yeah, hold that. Adrian only just got a heart transplant, bro, because of her. And then when her and Kimiko teamed up.
And Adrian?
A-Train, I think, is going to switch eventually, I think. Yeah.
To the boys?
Yeah, word, Ariel.
Good point. Definitely heard you.
A-Train.
Fucking fantastic point.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
This is Ariel right now.
Loading. Hello, Ariel? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear us?
I hear you.
He's so delayed.
Guys, Ariel left. I probably won't let him join back. He joined automatically. Hey.
Bro, I could keep cooking.
Y'all are gross. We're never doing this again. You're grocery shopping right now.
Bro, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was coming here.
Yes, you did. Yes. You told us. You're like, I'm not going to be home.
Yeah, but I didn't know where.
Regardless, the connection is 9 times out of 10 probably going to be cooked.
Can you hear me?
No.
Mama, she said two.
Yo, get this man out of here. Yo, you got to go. You got to go, bro. Now, I want him to at least hear our points. That's why.
He hear it when he's editing.
He's audience right now.
What?
Yo, he's getting flamed. Oh, I feel bad. Yo, get cooked, Ariel. Get cooked.
Keep going.
It's a ha ha.
Yo, this episode has been half cooking Ariel, half the boys.
Even through an Obi-Wan.
Even through their word, but right, my fault. So y'all got a great point.
They're definitely
confirmed that's his kid, which is right. They wouldn't add that spin if it weren't to be true.
No. I think I think Newman also is.
It's just that I don't trust.
She might flip. I don't trust her, but she could be.
Nah.
Well, if he's on anyone's side, he's gonna be on the boys. What?
No. I'm saying I don't trust Stan Edgar, like, because he was the one that told Noir.
Oh, right.
We got somebody stronger.
I think like, Stan and Victoria Newman and, like, even maybe her child and, like, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And even, like, Ryan, Homelander's son, I think they're all, like, they're going to be, like, a third party. Not all together necessarily, but they're right. Like, they might influence one side versus the other. Because at the end of the day, it's Butcher versus Homelander, and it's like who's on whose side.
Yeah,
and it's like
Civil War, the boys, just, Civil War confirmed.
They're in it for personal gain, to be honest. Like the Edgar, you know, and then Newman and fucking what?
Yo, now go. Finish your thought, but I'm gonna read this back comment, and I can't wait.
Yo, who do you think is gonna get cooked and lose their powers?
The deep.
And then we got his bum ass story. He's getting me tight, bro. He's just like so fucking pointless right now. I don't know where they're gonna go with this. Obviously, they're going somewhere. He's another like third party. It's like. But he's always just on Homelander.
He's just
side,
an idiot. He's just an idiot. Yeah.
Well,
brainless.
Hold on. Because his wifey
just left him.
Well, yeah, but she, I feel like she got more pull and vault than we may think.
Yeah, because they know that it's her doing all the work. And that he's but like just that, there but that's speaking what, I'm saying. What you're saying.
That's where I feel his storyline is going to start like tying in. Like, look how A-Train is kind of just wrapping back up and like kind of like tying back into the overall main story. I feel like the Deeps and his separation now, not separation, but like the feud that he just had with his wife. Like, I feel like that is eventually going to culminate into the main storyline. And then hold on, one of you just brought up another good point too. Fuck, I forgot. But yo, 2 out of 10, sad but true. I love this series, but that started to fade at episode 6 this season. This episode was so boring that I actually quit watching. Not sure if I'll watch anything more or just leave while the memories are still good.
There's no way that he
said episode 6. That was the one that was Herogasm. Bro.
and then he also said I didn't even finish watching this episode. So that means he doesn't even know what the twist is.
But not even that. Even before the twist, the episode was phenomenal. Solid. Like we had Starlight just
air out Vaught.
Yeah, air out Vaught, air out Homelander who pressed her at the elevator. Like, again, yeah, I know how we feel about the Deep storyline right now, but you know, him into implementing calamari into their sex life.
I think that's gonna lead somewhere. I don't think that his storyline is
what I'm saying. Like, his falling off with his wife just now is going to lead to the bigger picture of what their whole relationship means. And I feel like because his character needs some form of development right now at this point. Mm-hmm. And we kind of got to see it a little bit, because he's like, yo, like, fuck you, bro. Like, I have to do, like, I'm the one that's the face. Like, yeah, cool. Like, you're working behind the scenes, but I still have to put on a show regardless. So he's finally standing up for himself. Like, if you go and watch, like, throughout season 2 and even throughout this season, he's always been like, oh, okay, honey. Yeah, okay. Yeah, got it. Like, I feel like he's finally starting to, like, stick up for himself again, you know? That could be for the worst, because he's a shitty person.
Nah, it's for the worst. I think that's where you're going with
it. Exactly. Yeah. Because in his situation, it's not him sticking up for himself. It's he's getting full of himself and thinking that he doesn't need her.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's not even him getting... like him sticking up for himself. Because, it's just him just being an idiot, literally.
And also because, remember, you know, he spent technically the entire last season almost trying to get back in.
Yeah. And it wasn't until she came along that he got back in.
Exactly. So in a sense, this is like he's trying to have his redemption arc, but he's going to fall on his ass. Like, it's going to be a dub for him, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Eunice, like, during the reaction was like, yo, like, I really hope he doesn't try and, like, you know, do some crazy shit with her right now. Like, cause that's, you know, unfortunately the kind of person that he is. So I was like, that's a good point.
She also fucking sucks too, though.
Oh, she's dookie.
Yeah, but it's not like anyone. Yeah.
Like, so I do feel like that is eventually going to come back into play. Obviously the whole A-Train business, like, so I don't know what this dude is talking about. Like, just wrong. Your comment is wrong. It's not even your opinion. You're just wrong as a whole. But what is y'all rating? Or is it A plus throughout the board? So we don't even gotta do all that.
It's unanimous. A plus.
Unanimous decision. Yeah, so let me ask y'all, because we are now we've just watched all of our favorite episode, right? The penultimate. We are now at the finale. And their finale so far also, of course, have not missed.
Always good. Yeah.
But what are your expectations? Like,
fucking fan. that's my expectation of the finale. Just shit is like, dude.
Is anyone dying? Is anyone dying? Yeah,
I think one person at least is gonna die.
Because there's a lot of characters.
Could be Maeve.
Oh yeah, they got Maeve too. I forgot that she could be on the boy's side.
I love her character arc.
I think she's kind of done. I think she's kind of just done.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't know. Like,
we thought Black Noir was done. This motherfucker made a comeback last episode.
Word strong. A strong comeback,
like,
too.
Her will to just like live, I feel like it's just so horrendously low right now.
Yeah, so she might like do some crazy shit to sacrifice herself.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah, you're on to something.
Because he also mentioned it earlier this season too. It's like, yeah, I can give you guys a little bit of time. Just
yeah,
I could get. She said I'll get my own licks in.
But yeah, I got my licks in.
Like,
yeah,
I can only buy you guys so much time. Like, this
season. Right.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Dude, like,
I'm expecting it to just be, you know,
just great. That's what I'm expecting.
Yeah. I'm not really expecting much, like in terms of what I personally want. I just know I'm having a good time.
Yeah, agreed. I think for me, like, there's just a lot in play, and it's all exciting stuff. So I think they're gonna wrap this up real nice and tight with a bow. Season 4, by the way, starts filming in August, so next month. So I can imagine how lit it is that they're able to just wrap this up next week in July, and then they're gonna like all reunite and talk about it, because it does seem like. And I think what helps me a lot, not a lot, like, because the show it's in its own is just amazing, but I think what plays out really well is the behind the scenes stuff, because you see how much fun and how much energy that there is behind the scenes, and it reflects on screen. Like, you can tell that the chemistry is all there with all of them, because they all just seem to get along really well. Like, yeah, they all seem to enjoy being there, enjoy the work that they're doing. It doesn't seem like a toxic environment at all. It seems like they just have a blast with it. So, and that final product always looks good, always looks clean. So, yeah, to me, same thing. Like, expectations are high just because the standard of the show has just been that way. And I also just don't feel like I'm going to get disappointed. But yeah, so guys, I do want to talk about Ms. Marvel, but I was thinking, like, what if we saved the episode that we just watched, so episode 4 and 5, because I don't know what the schedule is going to be like for next week, right? All I know is I think Ariel's pulling up to the studio for Ms. Marvel on Wednesday, so maybe we can end up doing the 2 episodes of Ms. Marvel Wednesday, bang that out the way. And then either Friday night or Saturday, we can do, like, I don't know what you got, your guys' availability is for the weekend, but I will be in the studio.
Next weekend, watching Thor.
Oh, yeah, Thor as well. Shit, Thor's, yeah. I'm watching Thor on Saturday, yeah. Me and Brian. Yeah, but, yeah, like, I'm saying Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, we
could react to it for sure. But I'm saying, if y'all are good for Friday, do Friday. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's,
you can't
fine.
Do Friday, you're saying, right?
Okay. I can, like, I just have to see what time I get out. I just don't have a specific time frame when I'll be back home, so I don't want to promise that.
Yeah, and we can play Friday by ear then.
And then we also got, right, because we also got to see, again, like, I was just, Ariel, I was telling Mark and Brim earlier, like, they dropped this shit on Thursday night, so I don't know if they're going to do the same for the finale. I don't think so, just because it is the finale. But who knows? Like,
why'd they drop the penultimate at 9 p.m. on Thursday then?
And it gave us a crazy, like a crazy ending. Like, it gave us like a shock, like, you know,
exactly.
Surprise.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they actually release it, you know, early, but.
Yeah. So I guess we'll play it by ear, but if y'all are down to do Ms. Marvel Wednesday, or again, if we find out it comes out Thursday, we can just bang everything out on Thursday. But I guess there's a lot for next week is all I'm saying. There's Ms. Marvel, there's the boys finale, there's Thor, Stranger Things just came out, so like the last 2 parts, so time is ticking. We gotta talk about that soon. Did any of you watch it yet, by the way?
I watched the first episode.
Oh my god,
Mark, I know that shit was lit.
Yeah, I'm seeing Thor on Friday too, so I'm gonna.
Well, you're seeing it Friday?
I think we should do Ms. Marvel 2 episodes on Wednesday. We react to The Boys Saturday morning, and then we watch Thor, and then maybe talk about both on a podcast or something.
I'm down.
Well, I figured Thor would be like kind of like how we did with Batman.
Like Sunday, right?
Yeah, we did that on Sunday, right?
Yeah, we did do it on Sunday.
I think so.
Guys, let us know in the comments what you feel is best. Because we're trying to figure it out.
I don't honestly, because it's a lot. Like, considering, if we consider how the season finale will be, there's a lot to say there and unpack, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then with Thor, I kind of want that to be. I kind of want the boys to be its own thing. Again, we could do it all in one sitting, of course, and just break it up.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So we could figure it out. So I mean, I don't know what's good for Sunday morning. Like, I don't know if anyone's available, but like, or even Saturday night. Like, if y'all want to come, like, because Saturday night is probably optimal too, and then maybe we could just chill.
I can come up after I watch the movie. And then,
but that's Friday for you, right?
Yeah,
you're watching Friday night.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't even be able to pod Friday night about the boys.
Probably not. No.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. We should do
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
I'll come up and then I'll crash and then we can just react to the boys first thing in the morning while we're eating breakfast.
Yeah, but what time is the movie for you, JB? Right, like 3 something.
Three something.
My show is at 4:50.
Right, mine's at ours. Me and Brian's at 3:50.
Mark, you can hang out there until like Saturday night, and we could talk about Thor Saturday night.
Nah, bro. I'm kidding.
Come watch it again.
Is there still seats available at that place?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are.
I actually haven't even bought my tickets yet. So.
Yeah. Wow. So dude is planned.
Dude is like, I'm gonna watch it Friday night.
No. Just go watch it Saturday.
Just go watch it Saturday with us.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Yo, I'm just hyped, bro. I haven't seen you in a while. So, guys, we'll figure out the schedule. Either way, you're going to get episodes from us. You're going to get reviews. You're going to get reactions. So, make sure to come through and chill next week because we got Ms. Marvel. We got Ms. Marvel. We got, it's New Rochelle Regal. All
right.
Hold on. Yeah, I can get you right now. Everybody pull up. Everybody pull up. New Rochelle.
Oh, no, listeners. We're going to be in Theater 39.
So come through and chill. We got Ms. Marvel. We got the boys. We got Thor. So lots of content and Stranger Things and Umbrella Academy eventually. So make sure you come through and chill. We love y'all. Stay safe. Stay blessed.
Okay.
Deuces. Ciao.